Before heading to Capitol Hill on February 25, 2003, General Shinseki asked historians on the Army's staff to research the number of peacekeepers used in Germany and Japan after World War II and after other conflicts. The data came back from the Army's Center of Military History. In Iraq, the post-war peacekeeping force should probably number about 260,000, the researchers told him. That was the number in the back of his mind when he went to Capitol Hill and was pinned down on the issue. General Shinseki, could you give us some idea as to the magnitude of the Army's force requirement for an occupation of Iraq following a successful completion of the war? Asked Senator Carl Levin, the senior Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. In specific numbers, I would have to rely on the combatant commander's exact requirements, Shinseki replied, obeying the military protocol of deferring to the responsible commander, in this case General Franks. But I think... How about a range? Levin interrupted. I would say that what's been mobilized to this point, something on the order of several hundred thousand soldiers, are probably, you know, a figure that would be required. His reasoning, he added, was that Iraq was a large country with multiple ethnic tensions. So it takes significant ground force presence to maintain a safe and secure environment to ensure that people are fed, that water is distributed, all the normal responsibilities that go along with administering a situation like this. Shinseki didn't know it, but that exchange, virtually the only discussion of Iraq in a hearing that focused more on mundane issues of military force structures and budgets, would be the most remembered public moment of his 4 years as Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army. His comments were not greeted warmly by his civilian overseers at the Pentagon. Thomas White, the Army Secretary, recalled being told by Wolfowitz that Shinseki had been out of line. He was not happy that we had taken a position that was opposed to what his thinking on the subject was. Wolfowitz told senior Army officers around this time that he thought that within a few months of the invasion, the U.S. troop level in Iraq would be 34,000, recalled Riggs, the Army general then at Army headquarters. Likewise, another three-star general, still on active duty, remembers being told to plan to have the U.S. occupation force reduced to 30,000 troops by August 2003. An Army briefing a year later also noted that that number was the goal by the end of the summer of 2003. When Wolfowitz was on the Hill 2 days later, he slapped down Shinseki's estimate. There has been a good deal of comment, some of it quite outlandish, about what our post-war requirements might be in Iraq, he told the House Budget Committee. Some of the higher-end predictions that we have been hearing recently, such as the notion that it will take several hundred thousand U.S. troops to provide stability in post-Saddam Iraq, are wildly off the mark. His reasoning, he explained, was that it is hard to conceive that it would take more forces to provide stability in post-Saddam Iraq than it would to conduct the war itself and to secure the surrender of Saddam's security forces and his army. Hard to imagine. In an intellectually snide aside, he also said that one should at least pay attention to past experience. Bosnia, Wolfowitz maintained, wasn't the proper precedent to study. There has been none of the record in Iraq of ethnic militias fighting one another that produced so much bloodshed and permanent scars in Bosnia, he said. Rather, one should look to the far more benign environment of Operation Provide Comfort in northern Iraq. At any rate, Wolfowitz said, he had met with Iraqi Americans in Detroit a week earlier. Based on what he had heard about Iraq from them, he said, I am reasonably certain that they will greet us as liberators, and that will help us keep requirements down. So, he concluded, we don't know what the requirements will be, but we can say with reasonable confidence that the notion of hundreds of thousands of American troops is way off the mark.